with Hometown Sports. I'm Michael Hammond. Yesterday on WKLM, it was a full day of high school basketball. We started off with coverage of the boys' IBC showcase from Claymont as Garaway took on East Canton. With that report, here is Troy Fritz.
In a Saturday morning of boys' high school basketball from the IBC showcase in Claymont, it would be East Canton defeated Garaway by a score of 41-28. Garaway had a 13-7 lead after one stoppage, but it was East Canton that took a 17-15 lead into halftime. The third quarter would see two ties and two lead changes, but East Canton would open up a 28-23 lead before getting that 41-28 victory over Garaway. On the afternoon for Garaway, they would be led by Jackson Garber, as he would have 8 points on the afternoon. Then Henry Schwartzentruber would add 6 points respectively, while Wally Numbers, Tanner Rowell contributed 5 points each, and Lofton Numbers and Micah Yoder each had 2 points for Garaway in the losing effort. On the other side for East Canton, it was Rayshon Hurd doing all the damage, as he would have 19 points on the afternoon. Owen McCroskey would finish with 11 for their two players in double figures. And then Aiden Stevens would have 7, and Eli Stearns contributed 4 points for the total of 41 for East Canton. With the victory, East Canton runs their record now to 4-17 on the year, while Garaway will drop to 4-18. And one more time from the IVC showcase, it was East Canton defeating Garaway by a score of 41-28. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Troy Fritz.
And last night, we had the final game of the IVC showcase as Highland battled Buckeye Trail. With that report, here is Matt Croy.
Saturday night at boys high school basketball from the IVC showcase from Claymont. It was the South Division champions Highland Hawks against the North Division champions Buckeye Trail Warriors. It was all Highland as they went at 62-22 over Buckeye Trail. Highland led 16-11 after one, and 33-15 at halftime. The Hawks would outscore the Warriors 20-5 in the third quarter to open up a 53-20 lead through three, and Highland gets the win by the final score of 62-22. It was the Caleb Mishler show, though, on the night, as Mishler would pump in 8 three-pointers on his way to a season-high 26 points for Caleb Mishler for the Hawks. After that, it was 11 points and 5 rebounds for Alex Miller, while Ryan Zerger had 6 points and 10 boards. For Buckeye Trail, leading the way for them, that was Chris Ladden, who had 9 points, while Ellie and Eric had 8 points and 5 rebounds for him for the 6'9 senior. And also Kyler Egan had 5 points and 3 boards. With the win, Highland improves their record now to 18-3. They won 13 games in a row. For Buckeye Trail, they dropped to 17-3 with the loss. They now snap a 14-game winning streak. Again, the final score in boys high school basketball in the boys IVC showcase from Claymont, it was Highland 62 and Buckeye Trail 22. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.
And also last night on the WKLM YouTube page, as well as on WKLMFM.com on Stream 2, it was girls basketball as West Holmes squared off against Strasburg in the Dungeon. With that report, here is Jake Seidel.
High school basketball from the Dungeon Saturday night saw Strasburg get a victory over West Holmes 57-40. It was 13-all after one quarter of play. And then Strasburg would have a 19-14 lead just before halftime, before West Holmes went on a 10-0 run to lead at halftime 24-19. But it was all Tigers from there. They outscored the Knights 18-9 in the third quarter to lead 37-33 and outscore them 20-7 in the final frame to win the ballgame by the final score of 57-40. Leading the way for the Tigers, that was Sophia Seacrest. Seacrest had 21 points on the night. She was 1 of 7 from downtown, 5 of 7 from two-point land, and 8 of 10 from the charity stripe. After that, 13 points from Lydia Thomas, 12 of them coming in the second half. Thomas was 5 of 9 from two-point land, 3 of 7 from the charity stripe. After West Holmes, Alina Proper crossing the 20-point plateau for the second time this season. She had 22 points. Proper on the evening shot 4 of 5 from downtown, 5 of 9 from two-point land. Also adding points for West Holmes, Briar Klein had 8 and Kara McMillan had 6, while seniors Lily Brown and Ella Willard added 1 point apiece on their senior night. With the win, Strasburg improves to 17-5. They will host Bridgeport on the 18th in the first round of the tournament. Meanwhile, West Holmes drops to 9-12. They host John Glenn on the 19th in their first tournament matchup. Once again, the final score in this one from the Dungeon, it was Stralsburg defeating West Holmes 57-40. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.
Elsewhere at the IBC Showcase, it was East Canton edging out Garaway, as you heard, 41-28. Sandy Valley, a winner over TCC, 57-40. Ridgewood beat Canaan Valley, 47-35. Dusky Valley edged out Stralsburg, 38-36. Claymont, a winner over Newcomerstown, 56-49. Indian Valley beat Malvern, 43-32. Other area boys action had Shelby defeating Madison 58-53. Girls high school basketball last night, Stralsburg, a winner over West Holmes, as you heard, 57-40. Triway beat Loudonville 35-28. And Tri-Valley, winner over Ashland, 68-57. Malvern beat Hardland Christian, 68-49. In Division II, team duels and state wrestling tournament. In the quarterfinals, West Holmes comes away with a team victory over Perkins, 39-34. And in the semifinals, Bishop Watterson finishes with 46, West Holmes, 21. West Holmes finishes third overall. And don't forget to tune in later today. We've got reports on the boys' district tournament drawings here on WKLM. You'll be able to hear about where and when all the area teams will be playing in the upcoming basketball tournament. Coverage begins just after 3 o'clock. Malik Thomas and Sam Lewis each scored 13 points, and number 15 Virginia beat Ohio State 70-66 on Saturday night at Bridgestone Arena in the Nashville Hoops Showdown. The Cavaliers, who are now 22-3, extended their winning streak to 6. Bruce Thornton scored 28 points for Ohio State, who are now 16-9 on the season. He also had an assist, the 500th of his career. Amarne Bynum had 15 points and 6 rebounds for the Buckeyes in their latest non-conference game in nearly 40 years. With Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond.